And so it begins. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I got the first email yesterday. It came from Pam, and it said, "You guys aren't really buying this whole Bin Laden story, are you?" Yes, the deathers are here. Most prominent deather so far, Cindy Sheehan, the anti-war mom who camped outside George W. Bush's Texas ranch. On Facebook, she wrote, quote, "If you believe the newest death of OBL, you're stupid. Why do you suppose they hastily buried this version of OBL at sea?" This version of OBL? Yes. I heard the same line on George Nuri's overnight radio show. A caller claimed that Bin Laden was in fact killed years ago by a bomb, and this guy was a double.
And they say everyone has a twin. Who knows? Maybe they were waiting for a spare parts clone to mature.
A spare parts clone. Although there is one question that intrigues even mainstream observers like Anderson Cooper.
Would they be able to check to match DNA in the field?
Yes, that DNA match set a forensic record. Even CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta seems surprised.
I don't know if they, you know, whether they actually flew the sample back somehow to compare it, but I don't think it could be done right on site.
There's the death photo, there's the burial at sea, but those could be faked too. So the deathers can raise plenty of doubts, and the president will have to decide what to do. You have to think the real-time video would convince doubters, but I don't think the White House is going to release that. Although, they might wait until some candidate stakes his campaign on the deather issue and then release it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.